friends, you're tuning into Wisdom and Wellness with Wit, a podcast for your emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual well-being, a space to learn and grow, to be encouraged and maybe even challenged just a little bit. Let's journey together and explore what it means to experience the wholeness God has for each of our lives. Hey, my friends, what's up? Happy Friday. We are here again, and I'm excited to get to talk with you. If you are like me, you have not yet failed at any of the New Year's resolutions you have made because you did not set any. I have never been able to make New Year's resolutions. I just think, well, you know why? Because I would always do these like really outlandish ones, knowing, good and well knowing, I had no desire or there was nothing I was going to do to actually try and make those a reality. So I just got over it a really long time ago. If you are someone who makes them and actually even an attempt to keep them, you know what? Kudos to you because that's good. So good for you. I have started training for a triathlon, which I'm really excited about. Well, excited is the wrong word. I am excited to be in a training program where I'm consistently pushing myself and I'm learning how to push myself in new ways. Running for me is like, I hate running and I've just never been good at it. And because a triathlon is a swim, bike, run. And the swim I got down, the bike I think I'll be good at, but it's the run part that is really going to jack me up. And we're doing an Olympic one, so it's only a 6 mile run, but listen, for me, that's a really big deal. A really big deal. And so today I titled this episode, Walk, Don't Run. Because it really can apply, if you think about it, to every detail in our life. When it comes to especially developing either a new habit or a skill, maybe you're implementing a new tool, starting a new business, as well as scripture, right? Ephesians 5:15 says, "So be careful how you live. Be mindful of your steps. Don't run around like idiots as the rest of the world does. Instead, walk as the wise." And you might say, Whitney, you kind of took that verse out of context. And I don't disagree with you. But there's even people in the Bible that we hear about, such as Enoch. And he was known for being someone who walked with God. Huh? So there you go. There's your little scripture reference of the day. But today I actually wanted to talk about physically walking and how good it is for us. And again, I'm going to say it because I say it every single time. Because I think as believers, we can tune out when it comes to physical wellness. We are spiritual beings and we have been entrusted with these physical bodies. And we always want to ask ourselves, are we stewarding them well or are we not? I grew up an athlete and I realized the other day that I have played so many different sports, like a lot. I did fencing, synchronized swimming, t-ball, basketball, soccer, I swam, water polo. I was on a dance team. That was not a good idea because I hated it and I sucked. I played tennis, pickleball. I think there's other things I'm missing, but I've played a lot. I feel like I could be in some of those random, you know, when you watch the Olympics and you're like, what? That's an Olympic sport? I think I've played it. But because of my background, my mentality with exercise has been of this mindset of all or nothing. So if I couldn't go to the gym for a few hours at a time, then I was like, well, there's no point. Why would I go for 30 minutes? If I couldn't push myself past the limits of most, then why would I even try to do anything less? And this is how I injured myself. In high school, I was benching and lifting too much. I jumped back into it way too fast and I tried to go full throttle and then I tore my rotator cuffs and thus ending my swim and water polo career. Since competing or being an athlete in an organized sport, I have had a very unhealthy relationship with exercise and weight, especially in my adult years. For me, movement and working out, they've really always been for the purpose of losing weight. So if I couldn't keep up with some insanely rigorous routine, I would get mad and then I'd get really sad and depressed and then I wouldn't work out and then I would just eat a lot. And I found that I really was resenting physical activity in general. And then anytime I would go to work out, it would be more so to punish myself than anything else. I don't know if you can relate to this, but it's really not a helpful mindset at all. And so over the years, as my passion for health and wellness and just research have really increased, I realized that the huge role movement plays in every area of our health. And so I've still been working towards it and with it, and I still struggle with the weight stuff, but I've been able to see movement as something to support and reward myself with. It's something I use for my body and my brain and my emotional health. When I don't move, I feel so off and I even miss it. If I don't wake up and go for a run or walk or hike or something first thing in the morning, I can just feel such a difference in my day in a negative way, and then I miss it. If you have an aversion to working out and exercise, my hope today is to maybe just help change your mindset about what it means to support your body with physical movement. I want to share just how impactful a walk a day can be, and that it really does not have to be, you know, this 12-mile hike or this intense CrossFit workout or, you know, just something really hard and that takes up a lot of time to see any type of desired changes. Now, of course, if you want to get into exercise and then build upon it and challenge yourself even more, that's great too. I found that when I'm challenging myself in one area of life, I tend to want to be willing to be challenged in other areas as well. And so I just want to encourage and support and maybe help you reset your mindset on what it means to move, that it doesn't have to be this thing to try to lose weight, but it actually can be something that you see of as a treat and something to support yourself. And you do it because you actually love yourself, not because you hate yourself. So let's get into the reasons why just simply walking can positively impact us physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And again, I just want to say that this list is not exhaustive and it's not going to give every single reason, but I just pray that it can encourage you to get out more and move your body. Disclaimer: this podcast episode is for educational and informational purposes only. This is not medical advice. I am not a medical doctor, nor am I trying to be. The information presented is not intended to be a substitute for health or medical care that can be provided by your own physician or medical doctor, nor is it intended to be used to diagnose or treat any condition. Always seek medical counsel relating to your specific health needs with any questions or concerns you may have, especially before starting any new treatment plan, fitness regimen, adding supplements, changing or quitting medications, or making any lifestyle or dietary changes. Any suggestion or recommendation mentioned on this podcast is to be taken at your own risk. The physical benefits that come from walking. Over my whole life of working out and being an athlete, I feel like I've said I'm an athlete 700 times, and I'm not trying to say that to sound special. I don't know why I keep saying it. But I have always been trying to lose weight. Always. And I have actually found the most impressive results by simply walking an hour every day. I kid you not. I've actually begun to see tiny, and I do emphasize tiny, but these cute little abs be popping out. I'm not even lying to you. They come out and say hi sometimes. And I've also noticed different areas of my body that have been changing that I've never really been able to see any change in the past. It really keeps blowing my mind because walking feels so easy and it feels like a no-brainer. I live in some hills, so I do get some of that good resistance. And every once in a while, when I'm feeling really strong, I'll do some jogging. But for the most part, when I consistently walk, I see an impact on my body. While walking is, of course, a calorie burner, we all know that, it actually plays a role in our genetics. It can even lessen the influence of genes on obesity by half, according to the American Heart Association, just by walking for an hour a day. That's pretty impressive. Taking short walks throughout the day have been found to reverse negative effects from prolonged sitting. Now, probably most of us either have a desk job or we work from a computer from home or a coffee shop, but we sit a lot and for prolonged periods of time. This can actually be linked to increased factors for higher cholesterol, greater waist circumference size, and metabolic disease. So when we sit, we have slack muscles that are relaxed and they're not pumping blood to the heart. Blood can become stagnant in the legs and affect the function of arteries or for the ability for blood vessels to expand and increase blood flow. So getting even a quick 5-minute walk a few times a day is really impactful for even these reasons. Even premature aging comes from a sedentary lifestyle. We think about all these things that we can do to our body to prevent aging, all of the potions and the lotions and everything. But a sedentary lifestyle actually has a large role when it comes to premature aging. We can prevent these things from simply getting consistent movement in our life. Walking also has mental and emotional benefits. Walking is so good for the brain. Yes, the brain. Walking brings more blood flow to your brain. Researchers actually found that the foot's impact during walking sends pressure waves through our arteries that significantly modify and can increase the supply of blood to the brain. I find that so fascinating. It is so important for healthy brain function. Circulating blood supplies your brain with the oxygen and the nutrients it needs to function properly. Blood delivers oxygen and glucose to your brain. And although your brain is a small part of our body's total weight, it requires a lot of energy to function. A study done in 2011 by the Radiological Society of North America showed that walking can slow down cognitive decline in adults as well as Alzheimer's disease in perfectly healthy adults. In addition, the American Psychological Association did some studies showing that walking can actually help you have more creativity. Have you ever noticed that when you're walking or moving, you tend to have some of your best creative ideas? I'll get lyric ideas all the time, melody ideas, podcast topic ideas. Things come to me all the time when I'm walking. And of course, I always forget my phone. And so I got to like sprint back to my house to try and write down these brilliant life-changing thoughts. But I find that so cool that walking actually helps us be more creative. I think simply getting outside, being in nature, breathing in some good air, it just all bodes well for creativity. One study recently found that there's a strong correlation between middle-aged women who were highly fit and a delayed onset of dementia. Those who were considered at medium level fitness had a higher risk of dementia with an earlier onset than those who were at a high level of fitness. They also have seen that inflammatory disorders like lupus, regular exercise and stress reduction techniques are able to moderate the inflammation and decrease these associated symptoms. That's huge. Things like lupus, that's such a big deal simply from movement. Now, exercise and stress both impact inflammation on a molecular level through regulatory effects on the immune system. So walking has such a great benefit for our immune system. A study done on walking just 20 minutes a day, researchers found that this amount of exercise reduced markers of inflammation in the body. Specifically, the 20-minute exercise session resulted in a 5% decrease in the number of immune cells that produced a protein called TNF. And that's involved in the body's inflammatory response. So simply 20 minutes of walking can actually reduce your inflammatory response in your body, which means you have increased immune function. Ugh, it's so cool. Each time we exercise, we are truly doing something good for our body on so many levels, including at the immune cell level. A researcher named Susie Hong, she is at Psychiatry and Family Medicine at the University of California, San Diego School of Medicine, said the anti-inflammatory benefits of exercise have been found and mind-blowing to researchers. Anti-inflammatory benefits just from walking. It's pretty incredible. So if you're like me and you have this all or nothing mindset, I just really, really, really want to encourage you to try and employ this new mindset of even getting outside 20 minutes a day, or if you can't get outside, doing some type of movement 20 minutes a day, or small increments of time, multiple times a day. Whatever you can do to just start is so much better than nothing. And I think a lot of times we think we just don't have time, or we find every excuse. I am so with you on it. We find every excuse to not work out. There are things that are more important. There's more work to be done. There's people we got to help. There's things we got to do. But prioritizing the health of your body should really, really, really be at the top of our to-do list, because everything flows from that. Everything flows from our health. And if we are not healthy, then we will not we will not do that much. I hope this can be helpful. I hope it can be encouraging. Again, what if we can shift our mindset to see that movement, just physical movement, is actually a way to treat ourselves. It is a way to love on ourselves. It is a way to support ourselves. And then there's these side added benefits. Maybe there's weight loss. You know, maybe your blood pressure reduces. Maybe your inflammatory response reduces. Maybe you start to recognize that you get sick less. There's a lot of things that I promise you you'll notice if you just begin to start moving. And so that's why it's called walk, don't run. Obviously, if you're a runner, I'm not telling you to stop running, okay? I just want to encourage those of us who maybe are never able to find the time to really prioritize making time for movement and loving on your body so well. All right? That's all I got for you today. If any of this was helpful or encouraging, if you would love to know more, I could talk for hours about just all the research done on movement, but obviously you're also capable of doing your own research as well. But I would love to chat with you if any of this is helpful. If there's things, what are some things that you struggle with when it comes to prioritizing movement? I would love to hear it. I would love to talk about it. So I love you. Thank you so much for spending this time with me. I pray you have a phenomenal week, and I will see you next week. Like what you hear so far? Click the subscribe button and give me a rating and review. And let's keep this conversation going. You can find me on social media at Whitney Wood Music. You can find any of my latest singles out anywhere that you stream or purchase music under Whitney Wood, as well as my latest passion project. It's a kids EP called BB and Bubba. I'll have the links below so you can find them. Have a great week, everybody.